When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. I remember sprinkling my grandfather's remains on his favourite bowling green and thinking to myself, we should probably have had him cremated. Recently, I was just to the north of London, but it turns out, like a lot of people these days, I am, in fact, gluten intolerant. I used to be one of those chefs who shouts and swears a lot, but then I discovered oven gloves. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Cooey! Over here, Anton, by the bar.
Ah, Pauline Milton, there you are. To think I've lived here all this time and I've never been in this pub. I wonder how it's maintained such a delightful atmosphere.
Well, if you're going to answer your own questions...
It's been here for centuries. Apparently, it's called the King's Arms because Henry VIII stayed here on his stag nights.
So he practically lived here.
And that's why the nearest other pub is called the Queen's End.
Ah, the one in the cul-de-sac.
Yes, it's a bit cut off.
Of course it is.
Next to the body shop.
Anyways... Tonight is quiz night, and frankly, we could do with your brains, Anton.
Nonsense.
Well, put it this way. One of last week's questions was, when was Mary Poppins first released? And Milton put, trick question, she's still in prison.
Yeah. Perhaps I should get involved.
All right, you lot, the King's Arms pub quiz will be starting in a few minutes.
Oh.
Relax, Pauline. It's just a pub quiz, and I've spent all week learning everything there is to know about pubs.
Ah, yes, that's not quite what a pub quiz is.
The first round will be all about pubs.
Ah, well, now, there's a thing.
Excuse me. I was wondering if I might join you. My usual teammates don't appear to have turned up.
Of course you can. I'm Anton, this is Pauline, and this is...
Milton Jones.
Miss Davis, from school.
You know each other.
Yes, I attempted to teach Milton history.
Well, that's all in
the past, Milton, the past.
I can imagine teaching Milton must have been quite traumatic.
I relive that moment every day. Walking into the classroom, innocently stepping into the loop of the rope, then suddenly hoisted up towards the ceiling.
Milton, why on earth did
you... It was my trap for catching squirrels. Many of whom went on to become very good friends.
Milton didn't get away with it, mind. He was suspended.
So were you.
Well, our team could do with some help with history. I'm sure you know all about Henry VIII and his wives.
Oh, of course. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived.
Yeah, very good.
Beheaded, died, beheaded, 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 divorced.
No, you see, he can't even remember what I said a moment ago.
No, that's what happened to my squirrels.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, thank heavens the quiz is about to start.
Are you ready for the legendary King's Arms pub quiz?
I know this. Yes! 1 point to us.
Milton, did you bring a buzzer?
Yes, I did. Another point to us.
Brenda, if you no longer want to be part of this team, I'd quite understand.
Well, I'm here now. Come on, let's do it.
Right, for the picture round, you've all been given a sheet of paper. You have to identify the flags.
All white. Iceland, the Arctic.
Or you could turn the paper over.
Well, the blue one is obviously Scotland with that giant X on it.
So obsessed with a referendum.
And here's another. White cross on blue. Is that Scandinavian? Finnish?
Yes, that's right.
No, I think you'll find the Finnish is a checkered flag. The quiz was a lot of fun, and our team won on a tiebreaker, which was identifying what looked like a picture of Boris Johnson drawn by Quentin Blake with a pencil between his toes, but it turned out to be just a photograph of Boris Johnson. Afterwards, we got chatting to the quizmaster, who also owned the pub and, like so many landlords, was a retired boxer.
Well done, you lot.
Thank you.
No, really, it was nothing.
Oh, Anton, I'd like you to meet Terry Flash Harrison.
Ah, is that Flash because you were light on your feet and moved quickly?
No, because every opponent wiped the floor with me.
Ah, yes, Flash, I see.
And also, at my lowest, I was living in the cupboard under a sink.
You must have amazing stories to tell.
And you must have come up against Mr. Muscle.
Milton.
Well, remember the Rumble in the Jungle and the Thriller in Manila?
Of course, Muhammad Ali's classic bouts with Foreman and Frazier.
Well, I had the brawl in Porthcawl, the altercation near Leeds Station, and the dislocated jaw, three bruised ribs and fractured skull in Hull. And that was my last fight.
And I see you've got lots of photos of them all on the wall. How marvellous.
Why has this one got Prince Philip on it?
Ah, the quarrel in Balmoral.
Really?
Straight knockout.
I didn't even know he
was in his car at the time.
So, same time next week, everybody?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid not. No quiz next week. Or ever again. You see, the pub's closing down at midnight tonight.
What? No.
Sorry, but the rent's gone up and custom is right down. It's the young people. They aren't drinking enough.
Oh, shame.
Ah, Milton, it's good young people aren't drinking too much. They need to look after themselves.
Last orders, everyone.
Oh, we'll have a treble G&T, please.
I do worry we're bringing up a risk-averse generation.
Yeah, these days they won't even play Conkers.
Milton, as I remember, you last played Conkers wearing a suit of armour.
That was just a mix-up about what a games night is.
My point is that risk is not always a bad thing.
Oh, if it's last orders, can I ring the bell?
Go ahead.
And a little bit of rough and tumble never hurt anybody.
Sorry, it's a reflex for an old boxer like me.
What were you just saying about rough and tumble?
Not important.
Ah, yeah, you all are.
Hello, Brenda.
Milton, what on earth have you been up to?
You can't give me a detention. The bell has gone.
Well, we're not at school anymore, and anyway, a school bell sounds totally different to a pub bell.
Prove it.
Very well. Here.
Ow.
Sorry again, sorry. Tell you what, why don't we have one last lock-in before we close forever?
What? But you can't close this pub, it's full of history.
That's right. They say Charles Dickens got drunk here just before he wrote The Muppet Christmas Carol.
But who'd take over a pub in this day and age?
Wait a minute. I've just had an idea.
And I think I know exactly what it is.
Why don't we have a competition to guess how many sugar puffs you can fit in a pillar box?
Or why don't we take over the pub?
Seriously? That would be a dream come true.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's all have a drink.
So long as it isn't punch.
These are on me. After all, I haven't bought any so far.
Well, that's very generous of you, Milton.
Here we go, round one.
And there it is.
In time, I imagined our new revitalised pub selling gourmet food. But it would take a lot of hard work, as I knew from all those TV shows, MasterChef, Celebrity MasterChef, MasterChef The Professionals. In fact, I'd even presented one of the less well-known spin-offs. So let's see how the contestants are doing. Troy, how are you getting on?
It's draining.
Well, if you want to win this show, you need stamina.
No, the crockery, it's draining.
Of course. Welcome to MasterChef The Washing Up. Abigail, nice smell of lemon there. How's your sponge?
It's falling to pieces.
Well, maybe don't use it for scrubbing the cheese grater.
Oh, right.
In general, how are you finding it?
Well, it's hard. It's just hard.
Well, perhaps tackling burnt-on macaroni cheese was not the best choice.
Yes, right.
Now, Troy, you're working on what you called your signature dish.
No, I said it was a dish with a signature on it, but it's not shifting. Who is Lee Crusoe, anyway?
Look, I know it's not easy. You mustn't take it personally. I remember when I was training, Gordon Ramsay coming right up into my face and shouting, "Scum!"
Because of what you left on the saucepans.
No, that was personal, actually. See, people today take the easy way out. They're over-familiar with time-saving gadgets.
Fill the dishwasher.
See, you even know that machine's first name. But the point is, I'm proud of you both.
Really?
You're going to smash this. Told you. And that was the winner's trophy.
Oh, no.
And now I've cut my finger.
Oh, what happens now?
You're both through to the final.
Really?
Of Plaster Chef. Soon it was the night of the big launch, and we just made a few last touches to make sure we'd everything people would expect from a traditional pub.
Oh, this tabletop needs attention, Milton.
Right, hang on.
Oh, what's that?
I've just dabbed it all over with glue. It's properly sticky now.
Oh, excellent.
Now check the toilets. There's water on the floor, chewing gum in every urinal, and the hand dryer's so weak, by the time you've finished, you'll probably need to go to the loo again.
Perfect. It's a real pub, all right.
Milton, can you give me a hand spraying these bar towels so they get covered with mildew?
What? Oh, excuse me, look out. You nearly got me there. Mind you, it's a good test for my all-weather Gore-Tex jacket. Nothing to do with Al Gore, I hope. Whining wokester that he is. Yes, fire at will with your spray, mademoiselle. And yes, I can appropriate that word after Brexit, for which much thanks, Horatio. Cheers, everybody. Keith the name. Keith is also very much Le Game.
Who on earth is that?
He's your classic pub bore.
No pubs complete without one?
I got him from the place down the road. They were having a fire sale. You know, everything suspiciously cheap. Actually, it might just have been a Wetherspoons.
Excuse me. Did I ever tell you how I met Brad Pitt?
No.
We were both auditioning for a film and he came up to me and said, "You are one of the best-looking men I've ever seen."
What an actor.
So you were a performer, Keith?
Almost certainly was. I've actually played the keyboards a couple of times for Spandau Ballet. A lot of people don't believe me.
That much is true.
Anyhow, time to answer nature's call. Ha-ha. I leaveth my bag on the seat so no interloper can half-inch it. Off to the gents now. Probably not allowed to call it the gents these days, are we?
No.
Un point to me.
Because that's the ladies.
It's a daisy.
Quite a character. Maybe we could make use of him.
Yeah, we do need a dartboard.
True.
Morning, you lot. How's it going?
Oh, Terry, just the man. We need to think about bar snacks.
Well, we used to have a load. Let me have a look in the food store. Oh, no. Looks like mice have got in.
Or could this be the work of your friends, the squirrels, Milton?
No way. Once one of them fell asleep in a bag of nachos. When he woke up, he thought he was in ancient Egypt surrounded by the pyramid. Freaked him right out.
Hey, no, look, one of them's still in there, finishing off those hula hoops.
No, that's Barry, the one who got divorced. He's just putting his wedding ring back where he got it from.
And he's making a run for it. Oh, didn't shut the door in time.
You see, this is how they get beheaded.
Well, we can't have a pub without snacks. Milton, move that stool. That pub bore Keith's left his bag draped all over the...
Oh, now you've knocked his bag off.
Whoops, I'll just shove everything back in.
Oh, no, wait, look. A bag of roasted chestnuts. We could...
Hey, everyone, free nuts. Come and help yourselves.
Oh, yes, nice, lovely.
They taste nutty, but rather sour.
Wait, let me... These are horse chestnuts. This is terrible.
You're right. What a waste. We're eating conkers.
Stop. Everyone, they can be poisonous.
Oi, what do you think you're doing? You're eating my livelihood.
What, conkers? No one plays conkers anymore.
Or do they? I am about to export them to the sunny climes of Saudi Arabia. They've made an offer for the International Conker League.
Why would conker players go anywhere near Saudi Arabia?
I've heard it's a mecca for them.
Well, it sounds like sports washing to me, a desperate attempt to distract from a dismal human rights record.
Nonsense.
Are you sure, Anton? I'll just look up what's happened to enemies of the kingdom recently. Actually, you might be right. Beheaded, beheaded, beheaded... Beheaded, beheaded, beheaded.
Thanks a lot.
Despite the lack of snacks, the pub opening was a huge success. People particularly loved the indoor sports. But it turns out there's no actual game called Shove Penny, according to Brenda's friend, Penny.
Warms your heart to see a community coming together for an honest pint of local ale.
All right, mate. 4 pints of Milton's best.
Coming right up. Look at that. Rich, ruddy colour, foaming head.
Yeah, he should probably cut down on his drinking.
Oh, Milton, what's this new beer? It's absolutely delicious. I've been drinking it all evening.
Brewed it myself.
Well, I hope you stuck to the standard 4 ingredients. Water, malt, yeast...
Of course.
...and hops.
Ah.
You didn't use hops?
I used skips.
No wonder the snack cupboard was empty.
Of course, you can use hops for making wine as well.
No, you can't.
You can if you tread the grapes on one leg.
Milton, that's nonsense and you know it. But I have to admit, it is good beer and it makes me feel really, really ready for the pub quiz tonight.
OK, everyone, first question. Name the seven dwarfs from off the Disney movie Snow White.
Tricky.
Don't think that was one of them.
Easy.
Or that.
Bashful, grumpy, sleepy, sneezy, happy, dopey doc.
Right.
I didn't know I knew that. Oh, and for the picture round, the flag of the Isle of Man is a red background with the traditional Manx symbol of three bent legs joined together at a central point.
Whoever thought of that, I bet he's kicking himself now.
The heraldic device is known as the Triskelion and dates back to the 13th century.
Is everything okay?
Never better.
Sorry, excusez-moi, but I couldn't help but overhear
him. Well, of course you couldn't. After all, sound travels at the speed of 343 metres per second and 767.29 miles per hour.
Yes, you didn't by any chance swallow any of those horse chestnuts?
No, of course not. They're very bad for you.
Maybe so, but I also read something on the internet about them temporarily supercharging brain function.
You can't always trust the internet.
Yes, you're always reading about conspiracy theorists falling down rabbit holes.
Strange, you'd think a lot of them would be too overweight to fit down there.
Well, it can't have changed my brain function because I'm behaving completely equipositionally with no cerebral perturbations whatsoever.
Milton, this beer is a deep chestnut brown and has a strong nutty taste. It doesn't by any chance contain conkers, does it?
No, no, it comes from a local water source I found.
Ah, good.
It's just naturally brownish.
Oh, dear. Everyone, you should please stop drinking the beer.
Stop drinking.
Milton, I'm ruined all over again. This is the worst day since an angry crowd started throwing stones at me and that politician I was talking to.
Ah, the barrage with Farage.
Don't worry, Terry. We'll find the true source of this worryingly brown water.
Absolutely.
Drinky poos, anyone?
No, you're all right.
These days, of course, people are obsessed with all kinds of wellness. But I know from my time as an amateur therapist, the more advanced technology gets, the more complicated medical complaints become. Come in.
You've got to help me, Dr. Jones. I don't know what to do.
Well, come and sit over here.
What, over there? But that's the other side of the room. I know. I'll stop by the fruit bowl on the little table, have a banana, then maybe I can make it all the way.
Tell me, have you recently bought an electric car?
Well, yes.
I believe you're suffering from what we psychiatrists call range anxiety.
Yes, that's it. I'm just terrified I won't be able to get where I'm going without running out of power.
Listen, my father had one of the very first electric vehicles, but he always made sure he took with him plenty to drink and he avoided heavy traffic by driving very early in the morning.
He was a milkman, wasn't he?
Maybe. I'll just look something up.
Is that a medical textbook?
No, no, Argos catalogue to see if they do some very, very, very long extension leads.
Oh, it's hopeless. What can I do?
Now, I want you to relax. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes. Okay. Imagine you're on a beach.
A beach? But the nearest one's Clacton. That's 85 miles. Even if I stop at Thetford Services, there's only two charging points and one of them's always out of order.
Pull yourself together, man.
What are you doing that for?
Well, it got you to focus, didn't it? Just pull my trousers back up again. There's only one thing for it.
What?
I've got something in my garage that makes the exact sound of an old petrol engine.
Oh, that would be a reassuring sound. What is it?
It's an old petrol engine. So, early the next morning, as Anton and Brenda and I went in search of what might be polluting the water, I couldn't help thinking that privatising the water companies in this country just hasn't paid dividends. Well, not to most of us, anyway.
Of course, if we do find there's something leaking into the water, we really should report it.
Quite correct. It's all specified in the Water Framework Regulations Directive 2017.
I think that's still the beer talking.
It must be. Maybe I'm going to be a genius for the rest of my life.
That would be something.
Maybe I'll go back into teaching.
Starting to wear off now.
Brenda, perhaps you can use your powers to help us find the source of this brown water.
No need. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Oh, yes?
Anton, this is George Clooney.
Milton, it's a squirrel.
Well, we call him George Clooney because he used to dye his hair black, but then we all persuaded him just to, you know, embrace the grey.
Nice to meet you, George.
He says, can he interest you in an espresso machine?
No, thank you.
He also says he's glad to help for the sake of the planet.
Milton, is that squirrel really communicating with you using squirrel language?
No.
But the squirrel genus Sciuridae, or bushy-tailed rodents, do have the ability to detect subtle olfactory cues.
Miss, quick! He's got the scent of something. We must follow him.
Wow, he's off very fast. Come on. They seem to be leading us towards a well. Looks rather deep.
Can I make a wish?
Oh, Milton, it's not a wishing well. And even if there were such a thing, there's no guarantee it will come true.
Wrong again.
Anton, are you okay?
There's a trickle of water.
Well, you've had a nasty shock.
There's a sort of tunnel leading due north in the direction of... Yes, I've a nasty feeling it ends at the wastewater works itself.
Wastewater? Of course, I knew they'd be behind it. Oh, hold on. I can hear what sounds like some kind of tsunami of liquid coming towards you.
Oh, no. Now I'm literally going up you-know-what creek.
Relax, Anton. I know what to do.
Yes, get me out of here quickly.
No, make a paddle from these tree branches.
No, that really wasn't what I... Ow! Tremendous! Now all I need is a canoe!
We rushed to the wastewater works just in time to see Anton emerge from a large pipe. But by this time, he was furious. Anton, you seem a little browned off.
It's an utter disgrace, polluting of our vital resources. We must make a protest. Here I stand.
If you don't mind, here I stand.
We need to confront the person in charge. This looks like it might be them.
Ah, hello. I'm Tarquin Booth Devere Hennings here. What can I do for you chaps? Gosh, you don't half honk a bit.
Typical. Ex-public schoolboy running a vital public utility. I want to know who is responsible for the thing in the... Right now!
Anton, do you want to leave this interrogation to me? After all, I am a professional.
Of course, Miss Davis.
Good idea.
Right, you. Have you or have you not read, as you were supposed to, the Water Environment Directive 2017?
I forgot, miss.
You forgot? Right. I'm going to give you the maximum punishment, which is, a small fine.
Hey, is that it?
According to the regulations, yes.
If I might be allowed to be a teaching assistant for a second.
Oh, very well.
I suppose you thought that was funny.
Yes, I did, actually. Well, there we are. If it's all you have to say, I'll be off.
That was a signal for me, not for you.
No, I have to go and check the sewage isn't going too quickly into the tanks.
It's your own waste, your timing.
Listen, if you've got a proper punishment, make it a quick one, because I've got work to do.
OK. Just go and stand in the corner for 30 seconds.
Is that it? And then we're done? Honestly, what a ridiculous... Oh! Oh, help! Let me down!
Oh, the old squirrel trap! I never thought I'd be pleased to see it.
You're welcome.
Help!
And now, we just drop him in the water.
What? His wig has come off. It's Keith from the pub in disguise.
So we came here to find a spring, but we've actually found the borehole himself.
Oh, yes, it is moi, Keith. I had to pretend to be a posh chap or I'd never been allowed to run the water company, would I? But I fooled you with my brilliant performance. Brad Pitt would have been proud of me.
No, he wouldn't.
Look, now can you just get me some help? I can't swim.
What's the first rule of swim club? Keith was in trouble. Fortunately, I'd learnt life-saving at school, so immediately I started waiting for a bus to go into town to buy some pyjamas. When I got back, Anton had already fished him out. Keith then confessed that before running the wastewater plant, his family owned a whole conker processing plant, which supplied private schools with top-quality conkers.
Here we are.
Oh, wow, thousands of conkers.
Yes, but look at the factory itself. It's all falling down, as if the owners ran out of money.
So, you can't run a conker business on a shoestring.
We sold them all over the world. But then the health and safety mob came along. Crash helmets, knuckle protectors. Then everyone's playing games on their phone and no one's playing conkers anymore.
So that's why you tried to sell them as bar snacks.
I was desperate. But then it became clear that mixed with beer, they could transform the human brain. So I saw the chance to rebuild our family empire.
But if the conker processing runoff is leaking into the water and ruining our beer, we're going to have to shut you down.
I don't think so, Anton.
What?
With this drink, I'll enter every pub quiz in the world.
If you steal this, you'll have some questions to answer.
That's what she just said.
Splendid. Brenda and I will join forces.
So this isn't a lock-in, it's a lock-out.
Brenda, you're making a big mistake. You're taking the easy way out.
And you know what happened to the world's laziest teacher?
What?
They were buried in an unmarked grave. We had to stop Keith and Brenda. So later that day, Anton and I returned to the factory with a secret weapon that I'd bought from a demolition company. They wanted a lot of money for it, but I managed to knock them down.
Milton, you'll never smash through the factory gate with that wrecking ball.
I don't intend to. When Keith sees this, he'll respond in the only way he knows how.
Of course, with the biggest conker ever.
There you are, Jones. Meet the Conquistador, a mass of conkers compressed into a huge ball, baked, boiled in vinegar, and secured on a crane by a giant rope.
Impressive.
The Conquistador versus your demolition wrecking ball.
So how many other conkers has it destroyed? What is it, a 20er, a 100er, a 1,000er?
Yep, people don't play conkers anymore. I thought we'd established that.
So it's a nothinger. Like you, Keith.
Oh, how dare you? Bagsy, go first. Just wind it up and...
Stop!
What?
You can't do this.
Why not?
Because there's too much at stake?
Because I've been off the beer long enough to see sense.
I see.
That, and neither of you are wearing science safety spectacles.
Once a teacher, always a teacher.
What on earth makes you both want to play conkers at your age anyway? It makes me want to knock both of your heads together.
That sounds pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. I'm confiscating all your beer and your conkers.
But without beer and conkers, what's a man supposed to do with his life?
I know. We'll make a film starring your great big conker and Brad Pitt about the search for the ultimate horse chestnut under the sea.
I like it. What's it called?
Ocean's Elevener.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.